Her fifth album is named Hard Hearted Woman. It's an apt title as Margot Price continues to be an outspoken country outlaw, rallying for women's rights, independence, and setting her own course in Nashville. New music from Margot Price up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Treasure of the mind. I remember I was there from the start. tripping out with that traveling man. She'd have given me the back of her hand if she'd have seen me with that traveling man. Mm-hmm. So I tell my mama that I reckon I ought to go to the spring and fetch her some water. But what mama didn't know is that I had a plan to meet down there with that traveling man. Now I made plans to run away with that traveling man. Well, Saturday's here and here I stand, and there goes my mama with that traveling man. Mm-hmm. Oh, that traveling man was a two-time lover. He took my love, then he took my mother. But I didn't know, 'cause my mama didn't tell me, and I don't understand my mama running off with my traveling man.
Honey, you're probably thinking we are kicking it country on this episode of Girly So Groovy. And for that set, you are not wrong. It was back in 1971 that Dolly Parton released her eighth album. The album was called Coat of Many Colors. It became an iconic album for Dolly Parton, including that particular track, Traveling Man. In the middle, it is eclectic queer singer-songwriter Katie Lang, who began her career in the 80s as a throwback country singer and has laced that all the way through her career. This time we went back to 1993 when Katie Lang joined Gus Van Sant, film director, when he was making his film adaptation of Tim Robbins' book, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. He hired Katie Lang to write the full soundtrack. So where I'm going with that, we heard the song Don't Be a Lemming Polka from Katie Lang, which comes from the 1993 soundtrack, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. And then we kicked off that set with music from Margot Price. As I mentioned, it was just back in August that Margot Price released her latest album. It is her fifth album. The album is called Hard-Hearted Woman. And for a musician who is hard-hearted in all the right ways, stubborn in all the right ways, resists in all the right ways, then it makes sense for Margot Price to name this her album. We heard the song Red Eye Flight from Margot Price. Now, she is touring in support of the new album. In fact, for our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, you can actually catch Margot Price touring through the area this upcoming week. She is going to be at St. Andrew's Hall in downtown Detroit on November 22nd, joined with special guest Rattlesnake Melk. So exciting. The new album is absolutely fabulous. I'm just taking a peek to see for anywhere else in our listening areas if you are going to be catching Margot Price as well. Yes, our listeners in Chicago, February 28th, she'll be at Metro. And then on top of that, that looks like for all of our listening areas where she will be. But again, such a great new album. We will definitely be featuring more of Margot Price with Hard-Hearted Woman on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. Speaking of new country-tinged indie folk rock music, one artist that completely zipped by me, and I am so glad I caught this new album, comes from Ottawa singer-songwriter Kathleen Edwards. For someone who dropped out of music making for close to a decade to open a coffee shop in the Ottawa area, Kathleen Edwards sounds decisive and certain with the music that she has recently released. Kathleen Edwards decided she had enough of the music business after a few grueling rounds of touring in support of her breakthrough album, 2012's Voyager. Then she had her 2020 comeback set with Total Freedom, which showed she still had incredible gifts as a songwriter. Well, 5 years later, we now have the album Billionaire. She found an ally in indie folk rock singer-songwriter Jason Isbell, who co-produces and performs on almost all of the album with Kathleen Edwards. It is definitely a return to sound for any fan of Kathleen Edwards. So that is where we're going to go to next from the new album Billionaires. It's Kathleen Edwards here on Girly So Groovy.
Short fall to the ground. into days, into weeks.
I just learned something completely new from Winnipeg, Manitoba, indie rock singer-songwriter, one-woman project, Fontaine. I've been gay my whole life, and just when you think you know everything about being gay, you learn something new. So here's where I'm going with it. Just last month, Fontaine released her new album. The album is called Good Buddy. The cover art of the album is Fontaine posing in front of a transport truck. Did you know this? I did not, maybe because I'm not a trucker. Good Buddy, the title of the album, is also a CB radio code for being gay. I did not know this. I'm not a trucker. I would love to know if this is true. If it is, it's pretty cool. 10-4, good buddy. This is interesting. Every day's a school day, I guess. So what we did just here, where I'm going with all of that, Winnipeg musician Fontaine did just release the new album, Good Buddy, just last month. We heard the title track, Good Buddy. If you like what you hear, you can easily find Fontaine's album on Bandcamp. In the middle, it is also new music, this time from Victoria, British Columbia. Pony Gold is the songwriting one-woman project of Teresa Ann Bromley, an artist who stitches together indie folk rock and Americana in the way that Lucinda Williams or Kathleen Edwards does. The new album is called High Road Reverie. We heard Big in the City from Pony Gold. And then, of course, speaking of Kathleen Edwards, that's how we started the set. Her newest album is called Billionaire. It was released back in August. We heard the opening track. The track is called Save Your Soul. It's the first album in over 5 years from Kathleen Edwards, but I have to say, 2025, for an artist that's been quiet for 5 years, 2025 has been busy for Kathleen Edwards. Not only did we get the new album Billionaire in August, it was back in March that Kathleen Edwards released an 8-song album simply called Covers, cover songs done by Kathleen Edwards, joined by friends like Jason Isbell or Bahamas or Lauren Morrow. Speaking of cover songs, believe it or not, every November we do an annual episode here on Girly So Groovy called Under the Covers. Fall is here. It's chilly. Let's get cozy and comfy under the covers and do nothing but listen to a 2-hour mixtape of cover songs. Knowing Kathleen Edwards has this new covers album out, I will definitely be finding ways to connect that into next week's show. So, speaking of next week's show, that is going to be the full two-hour cover songs. Know that anytime we do if you, here's what I'm trying to say. If you want to stay in touch with the show, be kept up to date about any kind of special programming or regular programming, the best way to do that is through our social media channels. Find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE, or Instagram, easier there, GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlist in print, as well as links to musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. If there is a particular cover song that you think we should include, or an artist that you think should be included on future episodes of the program, please reach out to me. I am always open to suggestions. All right, we have lots more music in the second hour, but before we do that, let's wrap up this first. This hour was very kind of country-tinged, indie folk rock. We're going to slide into indie rock, right into dance rock throughout the second hour. But for now, let's wrap up the first hour with new music from Montreal indie folk pop singer-songwriter Common Holly. Her latest album is called Anything Glass. We're going to listen to the song Enough right now from Common Holly here on Girly So Groovy.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, it's all ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition.